Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me. This is the heart of our family, as God has called us to be missionaries in New Zealand. Our family is being sent out of Faith Baptist Church in Davison, Michigan, under the leadership of Dr. John Lewis. We are serving under Baptist World Mission in Decatur, Alabama.
My parents and grandparents were saved out of a Lutheran and Catholic background. After getting married, my parents moved to West Virginia and bought a farm where I was raised with my five siblings. I was privileged to grow up in a Christian home, and I believe it was because of their consistent discipline I saw sin had consequences. When I was 4 years old, I remember realizing the penalty for my sin was death and hell. After church one evening, I asked my parents how I could be saved. They took me into their bedroom, read me the verses from the Romans Road, and I kneeled by their bed and asked Jesus to save me from my sins and ran out to tell my sisters I had been saved. The next year I was baptized. From fourth grade on, my church attended the Wilds Christian Camp in North Carolina. I was 12 when right before camp my dad challenged me with what I was doing with my salvation. He asked if I was content with just having my ticket to heaven. I went to camp thinking on this. And when three of my close friends got saved or assurance of their salvation, I also questioned my salvation. After reading through 1 John, though, I was assured I had the marks of a believer in my life, but resolved to live in a way that clearly evidenced it to those around me. Missions was always a point of interest, and at age 13, I surrendered to full-time Christian service. I'm so excited God has called our family to the country of New Zealand.
I accepted Christ as my personal Savior at the age of 14 during basketball camp at Northland Camp and Conference Center in Dunbar, Wisconsin. Even though I attended church all of my life and even attended a Christian school, I knew that I did not have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. God used basketball camp to show me my need of Him. I was then baptized a couple of weeks afterwards at my home church, Faith Baptist Church in Davison, Michigan. Carrie and I were married in 2001, and in the fall we took positions at Northland Baptist Bible College in Dunbar, Wisconsin, in the Extension Office. We had the privilege to work and learn under my former pastor, Jerry Hairgrove. His constant zeal for God and love of the ministry was a great challenge and encouragement to us. I also began working on my master's degree in biblical counseling, which I completed in the spring of 2007. In June of 2003, Carrie and I moved to Buffalo, New York, to be the youth pastor at First Baptist Church of West Seneca. From there, God moved us to Jacksonville, Florida, to be the assistant pastor at Victory Baptist Church. We have three sons: Caleb Michael, who was born in January of 2004, Titus Nathaniel, who was born in December of 2005, and Abraham Josiah, who was born in September of 2008. They are a constant joy and blessing to us.
Missions has been a burden on our heart for several years, but the Lord never seemed to open doors for us to be missionaries. When we attended college, we would ask God each missions conference to send us somewhere, and we knew He would. We just didn't know when. More recently, we have been praying that God would call people to missions from our church, and He has overwhelmingly showed us that He wants us to be the ones. My burden for New Zealand started in junior high through exposure to the country through the McLeans. They are missionaries to New Zealand that stayed at our home. And then in college, my mission prayer band was given the country of New Zealand to pray for each week. As I look back on my life, I can see God's sovereign hand in guiding me to interact with people that were burdened for New Zealand. My burden for the country has grown tremendously over the last year, as I see the need for good, fundamental churches. We fully understand the awesomeness of the task at hand. Romans 10, 13-15 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace, and bring glad tidings of good things." Our burden for the people of New Zealand is that they hear the word of God, and this can only happen if someone is willing to go. The country of New Zealand is a group of islands located in Oceania, southeast of Australia. The main two islands are North Island and South Island, with some near onshore islands and smaller outlying islands. Its total land area is 103,733 square miles, making it about the size of the state of Colorado, with a coastline of 9,404 miles. The capital, Wellington, is located at the south end of the North Island. New Zealand is a country that is known for its beautiful views, endless beaches, and spectacular mountains. New Zealand is also known for its sheep. It has around 5 sheep to every person. That means there are approximately 21.5 million sheep in the country of New Zealand. The population of New Zealand is estimated at 4.3 million. The indigenous Maori make up about 15% of that population, Pacific people about 6%, and Asians about 5%. The Asian population has increased the most rapidly. The Maori are the native inhabitants of New Zealand and are of Polynesian origin, numbering over 500,000 today. Over 95% of Maori live in New Zealand's North Island. Evidence suggests that the Maori originally immigrated to New Zealand, probably around 1200 AD from the Cook Islands, Society Islands, and Marquesas Islands in the Pacific Ocean. According to Maori legend, their ancestors set out together from a place in Polynesia in a fleet of large canoes. Today, the Maori have adjusted well to Western culture, and the population has increased substantially. By most standards, New Zealand is sparsely populated. This population is unevenly distributed, with 3/4 of the population on the North Island, and 1/3 of the population in the largest city, Auckland. While New Zealand is a spectacularly beautiful country, it is also a country with a great need for Christ. The most numerous religions are Anglican at 15%, Catholics with 14%, and Presbyterians third with 12%. The only other religion above 3% is Methodist. Many other religions have become established as well due to immigration and dispersal of culture. Notably, the country has become much more secular in recent times, with roughly 1/3 of New Zealanders, whether atheist, agnostic, or simply apatheist, claiming no religion at all. Currently, just over half of New Zealanders identify with a religion. New Zealand has only about 20 independent fundamental Baptist churches, with 0.0001% claiming to be Baptist. We have had the privilege of visiting 4 local churches in New Zealand. 2 are pastored by missionaries and 2 by Kiwis. In the city of Rotorua, we had the privilege of visiting missionary Garth Piper and his family. Rotorua is a city that is built in the crater of a dormant volcano. It is a beautiful city with bubbling mud, steam coming out of the ground, and the occasional smell of sulfur. They have a large church in New Zealand terms, but a majority of the people are young believers. They are one of the few Baptist churches that actually own their own buildings and property. In Tauranga, also called Mount Town, is Pastor Dan and Vicky Fraser and their 3 children. The church in Tauranga meets in a local town hall on Sundays and in the Fraser's house on Wednesday. Pastor Frazier is a Kiwi who was saved in that ministry, trained there, and now is their pastor. It is a growing church with the new teen and children's ministries. In the city of Hamilton, we were able to visit Fellowship Baptist Church. This church once had 3 American missionaries in it, but has now been turned over to John O. Miller, a Kiwi pastor who was saved and trained in that ministry. Their Sunday service is held in a local school that they are able to rent, and the Wednesday service is held in the house of one of its members. This church is primarily made up of immigrants from Asia and Africa. Missionaries Bob and Polly McLean are located in the largest city of New Zealand, Auckland. About 2/3 of the church are teens, and their ministry has an inner city type outreach and discipleship feel to it. They have been in New Zealand for many years, and the Lord has greatly blessed their faithfulness over the years. We are planning on helping either the McLeans or the Pipers for the first year of our ministry as we look for a city in New Zealand to start a new church. It is to this harvest field that God has called our family. The field is white unto harvest, but the laborers are few. Our burden for New Zealand is to see local churches planted, nationals saved, discipled, and a Bible college started. Will you pray that God will send laborers to New Zealand? Will you pray for us as we go? Are you willing to go?
Die for me, leaving self-desire.